This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Soon after the hour, this is the DJV program, or is it? Wait, do that again?
Kind of scary. So smooth. Smooth.
Yeah, wasn't that smooth? That was very smooth. All right, so I dug up Imus. No, Imus is not. I'm on a lot of stations that Imus, well, we are on a lot of stations that Imus used to be on before he passed. And I was thinking, because Jay is here and doing well, and Victoria and Jennifer is here, but Victoria is not, because because Victoria is loaded up with mucus. So I was going to change the jingle to Mucus in the Morning. How about that? You think that's a jingle that would work? No?
Yes? It'll be a jam.
I don't think so.
No.
I don't think so.
Did you know that one of the jingle companies was named Jam? Did you know that, Jay?
I believe it. Yeah. I did not know that, but I believe it.
Father is proud of you right now because you almost sounded like you knew that. Okay, so some of the medical headlines this week.
You have the weirdest way of complimenting people.
Oh, so.
Your dad's almost proud of you right now. Just a little more, he'll be.
But you know what? That almost is what pushes it over the edge. The almost, that's what means the world.
Right, yeah.
Almost okay. Proud of you.
Anyway, the situation with COVID, the good news for us to carry around with us this week is that the number of cases has dropped in the United States for the first time in 3 months. So that's good. Number two, half of the severe COVID patients are continuing to have their symptoms. I don't know if that's good or bad. Like, you have symptoms? Yes, you don't have any symptoms. Jennifer, you had COVID. You don't have any symptoms, right?
Like home long haulers, right? I don't know. My mom has like a respiratory thing. We don't know if it's COVID or if it's something else going on.
Is it new, though, to her?
To her?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's new to her, yes.
I wouldn't be surprised where there's a little smoke, there's fire. Anyway, let's see here. The CDC has found reactions to booster doses of COVID vaccine similar to the second one. In other words, you get the third one, and you're going to feel like you do when you get the second one. Ken Kronhaus, who's the doctor associated with and from whom we will hear later in this hour, questions for Dr. Ken. One of the questions I had for him was, after he got his third shot, what did he feel like? And he said, I felt the same way I did after the second one. I felt awful for a day or so. So that's what makes it difficult for people to plan. You can't, if you feel like you have to work, let's say you're in your own business, and you get a shot on Tuesday and you're out on Wednesday, especially with the health shortage right now, probably not a good move. If your business is on a Monday through Friday basis, get your shot on a Friday. Right? Is that good advice?
Yeah, definitely good advice.
It's one of the flu shot held me back is I don't have the time to be out for 4 days. And apparently people who have had COVID, they get it pretty hard. My mom was out for 4 days, said it was worse for her to get the shot than it was for her to get COVID. So, and she was hospitalized. So that's pretty bad.
Yep. It does hit people differently. My sister's mother-in-law had the shot, and the second one, she was in bed for almost 2 weeks. It hit her really hard. My husband, how it hit him when he got the second shot, that was the symptoms he started feeling when he actually got COVID.
Mm-hmm.
So when he made the comment of, like, I almost feel like I did when I had that second shot, it was like, oh, that's not
right.
That's not good, but that's very telling.
Mm-hmm. Well, that'll turn a lot of people off. The question about fertility rates and how they are declining, there were a lot of people early on and I think we've talked about this before. I know we've talked about it with Dr. Ken. The number of fertility, the rate of men especially being fertile enough to make sure that the sperm that goes to the woman that they're having relations with work so they have a baby, the strength of the sperm not as strong as it used to be. Some people were blaming it on COVID. Apparently, this new focus, the explanation is different. The reason the birth rates are going down is because people are choosing not to have children. That would be your case, Jennifer, I guess, with Jeff. It certainly is Victoria's choice. She happily tells the story of why she doesn't want to have children. And so one wonders if that isn't the case. My daughter would like to have two, but she can't. She can only have one. And my son has one, and they'd probably like to have another one, or maybe even more than that. So there you go. It is a choice thing. You've made a choice, Jay. You have one child. Wonderful.
Yeah, man. I didn't want to have kids until late 2018. I never wanted to have kids. I didn't even want to get married. I never wanted to get married. I never wanted to have kids. And like I said, until 2018, it was kind of like, you know what? Let's go ahead and do this. And I love my son. He is amazing. But I'm also, I was a very selfish person. I wanted to sleep when I wanted to sleep. I didn't want to have to be clung to all the time. So I commend people who decide they don't want to have kids.
Well, you know, it's one of those things that when you get down to it, when you actually have the experience, there was something about having my two children that literally changed my life. I don't mean in terms of finances or reality, but the inside of you changes. And I'm betting that every parent that's listening to me right now said, yeah, Doug, you're right. There's something inside of you, psychologically, spiritually, the emotions that go with it.
It rewires your brain. That is
for sure.
It does.
Yeah. And my daughter is a completely different person. Brendan and I used to not joke, but wonder, because she was very devoted to her career. And, you know, she was a little bit of a spasmo like her old man. And so we wondered whether she'd be a good mother or not. And she is the most fabulous. Seeing her with that kid, it just makes my heart explode. It's just a fabulous thing that you see, and you instinctively, you can tell by the look on her face when he's, you know, when he falls down. It's not that she's a helicopter parent, because not really, but she's, you know, she, that love that is indescribable that a mother has for her children. And in my case, I found things out that I didn't know existed in me. And I'm betting a lot of people right now are saying, yep, that's true. Have you ever asked your father and or your mother about that, Jennifer? And I'd say, Jay, you to Mike and Doris, do you ever have conversations? Do they ever tell you about how they felt after they saw you for the first time when you came out?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Especially because they were expecting a boy with me, so there was a little bit of a shock.
I was supposed to be a boy, too. How about that?
Really?
Aw, look at us.
Yeah. Exactly.
How did they make that mistake?
It was a very long time ago. They didn't have these 4D.
Yeah,
they didn't have the same equipment.
And why does it make a difference? Why would you want to know? Would anybody not want to have a child and, you know, do the horror show that happens when you decide you don't want a child? Because I want a girl. It's not a girl. I don't want it.
They do say, whoever these people are, if you don't find out the gender before or the sex before you give birth, something about it makes the mom push harder, push faster. There's something about the excitement of finding out that it makes it's like psychologically easier for the mom giving birth. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's true or not. I've heard about that. I've had friends who didn't want to find out for that pure fact. I didn't notice a difference. Then again, I had a C-section.
And I think that, not to belabor this, but the bottom line here is that unless there's a drastic shift in priorities or some way to add more hours to the day, reversing the demographic decline is probably going to be difficult. And that's the argument that those people who are for immigration, mass immigration, that's one of the arguments they put forth. Well, we're going to need these workers, so you better let them all in. Now, I don't know that I hold with that. I think what I hold with is if we find people and do the research on them, put them to school, whatever it is, and keep the people here who can really contribute to the well-being of our country, I'm all for it. But this mass confusion and the mess that's created by the liberal policies, and I don't use that term lightly because I don't like that term, frankly. I don't think it really fits, so I probably shouldn't have used it. But the liberal, in my mind, equals open mind. If you're not the liberal that the small L that applies to these people that are left of center politically, it just is something, you know, that kind of freeing your mind. Liberal, liber, is the root Roman word, the Latin word, and it means free.
There's not too much open-minded about the squats.
No, no, not at all. That's a good point. That's
not
a good
much,
example
much
of
there
it.
To,
no,
to
no.
Talk
it's,
about.
It's contrived, and the it's all about, it's the same thing with the, everything's become so political. I was thinking about that during the news at the top of the hour, how we can't even, what we were talking about earlier on was the freedom to make the choice, educating, and I think the best thing a business person can do is set aside a couple of hours, get an expert to come in and tell your people, explain to them why it's a good idea to get the shots. Not telling everybody they have to do it and have this huge uprising that we have.
But I think another piece of that is if they choose not to, not to look down on them. Because I think, as much as I hear you say this, I've also heard you say some things like, why are people so stupid? They're not getting... We have to respect...
Well, I said I shouldn't use that. Why are people so uneducated?
Okay,
right?
But
how's
still,
that?
It's still insulting to insinuate that people who are choosing not to get the vaccine are somehow uneducated. There are
well,
some
they are.
People,
for the most, well,
some,
let's
some
not,
are, but
some
you
can't
put everybody in the same box.
That's right. Thank you, Jay. You're right. Not everybody belongs in that same box.
Right.
If Victoria were here, she'd call them all stupid, and I don't mean that in a pejorative state. That's just
well,
the way
there are plenty of people who are immunocompromised that don't feel comfortable getting the vaccine right now, that don't feel like they should, that it's going to flare up something within them. That's a real concern. There are people for religious reasons that are not stupid that are making choices because they have their priorities stacked differently than you do, and those people shouldn't be discounted. I mean, I think what we've gotten into is this world where it's just like, if you don't agree with me,
black
if
and
you're
white.
Not in my lane,
yeah,
then
right.
I don't want to talk to you, and you're
discount
stupid.
You.
Right. Well, and social media is a culprit of it because people want to put out how they're feeling, and they just want to be heard. They don't want to have a dialogue. They don't want to hear what anybody else has to say. It's just, here's my post. Here's how I feel. Now leave me alone.
And do that on Facebook.com/DJV Show, Instagram @DJV Show, as well as Twitter. Your father just sent me an email, said, after I got my booster, I had nothing. He said, I wasn't bothered. Didn't even feel tired.
See, and that makes me wonder, too, and not to poo-poo that, but see, that's why I really advocate for people to test their antibodies after the vaccine.
That's a really good
for
question.
People who are not having a reaction, well, is your immune system even working? Because typically you want to have a reaction because then you know everything's working.
Yep. All right. Good points. 18 after this, the DJV program.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that. But also the sheets and the... I just like them all. Slippers are great, too. And the reason they are, because they're so well made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials page. Buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tabs, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
We're at 23 after the hour now, says Doug Steffen. And it's time for Jay Kirshner to straighten up and fly right. Jennifer is listening intently, as are the millions of people around the country and around the world listening to our program right now, because they want to know what today's move is on Britney Spears and her old man and the lawyers. Let's go get them. That's what I say about after Jamie Spears. Okay.
Yeah.
So what's the latest move here? What's happening that people are talking
about? It was a big victory yesterday. Britney Spears had another conservatorship hearing, and Jamie has been suspended from the conservatorship. The temporary conservator going in place is John Zabel, who's a CPA picked out, hand-picked by Matt Rosengart, Britney's lawyer. Now, Jamie was actually pushing, and a kind of a surprise, not so surprise move anymore. He was pushing to get the conservatorship terminated completely, where Britney's lawyer was like, not so fast. We want this conservatorship in place a little bit longer because we want to investigate you. They want to investigate all of these new allegations that have been coming up. About
so what's to keep him from, what's to keep the old man from burning all of the paperwork or any connection that he has? We all know he's a liar and a cheat and a thief. But, you know, you see those in the movies or TV or whatever it is. They use the, what that thing that cuts up all the paper?
The paper shredder.
The shredder, right.
Well,
yeah.
In TV and movies, the bad guy never gets away with it. So here we go.
There are a lot of people, though, that even without the documentation, there are a lot of people that knew what was going on. There are people around Britney. There are people that were in the conservatorship. The reason we even know that Jamie had allegedly bugged the bedroom of Britney Spears is because some security guy left the company and came out and told the story about that. So I think, yes, there's probably a possibility he was out destroying evidence, but there's also people that were in that conservatorship. It wasn't just him. And the people around Britney, they're going to know what's going on.
Oh, for sure. Is there a loophole with NDAs, non-disclosure agreements, that if you speak out against something that was part of the NDA, but it was illegal, are you kind of – you're not held accountable for breaking the NDA?
That's a great question. I've signed
a good question. I think you'd probably be compelled to testify if you were brought into a hearing, probably. But I don't know.
Yeah. I think, I think that there's probably something. That's a great question. All right. Dog the Bounty Hunter says he's getting close to Brian Laundrie. What is the family saying about that?
He believes he's closing in a remote island with his team.
Yeah.
I know. I want Doug. I want Doug the Bounty Hunter to be the one.
And
to
Doug
find
the
him.
Bounty Hunter.
Just, and Doug right. the Bounty Hunter.
Oh that my gosh! You guys should have your show. Own show, Doug and
Doug. Doug and Doug.
Awesome.
Doug and
well,
Doug.
Apparently he found a Monster energy drink can, which. Okay, so I think I told you, full disclosure, I like dove into Gabby Petito's Instagram and saw Brian Laundrie's Instagram. And Brian Laundrie is a very extreme climate guy, like an environmentalist guy. Mm-hmm. And he was complaining and talking badly about people who drink water out of plastic bottles. He was saying that when they camp, they only eat things like fruit so that they leave behind rinds and no garbage. I mean, he was like pretty extreme. So the fact that Dog found a Monster energy can makes me laugh because if he's acting like he would normally act, that wouldn't be his because he wouldn't leave trash behind. However, if he's desperate, is he just throwing out his morals to hide from the police? I think the Monster energy holds a lot of a key to this guy's mental state, don't you think?
Mm. That'd be very interesting. Well, and Dog has
I hope they're documenting it.
Yeah. Oh, they have to be. Oh,
of course they have. TV show here all over.
He has skilled ground and boat crews, so it's not like Dog's just by himself. Mm-hmm. He is hired on the best of the best
team.
In searching.
Got a team. The passing of Tommy Kirk, who was the star, the young star, the boy star of Old Yeller. Very sad for people that are my age. I can't imagine anybody, no matter what their age, that haven't seen Old Yeller, even though the ending isn't what you would want. I suppose that tells you what the ending is,
just
right?
Just knowing what it is traumatic. Yeah. I don't need to see it.
He was a member of the original Mickey Mouse Club. M-I-C, see you real soon. K-E-Y-Y, because we love you. M-O-U-S-E. He used to sing that song. Walt Disney personally fired him because he was gay. How about that? There you go. There's something else not to like about Disney. 28 past the hour.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask,
Could I have EPI? Sponsored by AbbVie.
Well, according to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. Yes, free. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/free. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/free. How much? Free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Congress on Thursday avoided a government shutdown by voting to continue funding the government through December 3rd.
On this vote, the yeas are 65, the nays are 35. The 60-vote threshold having been achieved, the bill is passed.
The House approved the measure earlier in the day with a 254-175 vote. Democrat House Speaker Nancy Pelosi from California has delayed a vote on the bipartisan infrastructure bill. Lawmakers sent things south when Pelosi tied the bill to the extremely expensive $3.5 trillion partisan spending package. We now know why boxing star Manny Pacquiao retired from boxing. He's advancing into a ruthless industry, politics. Manny has filed his certificate of candidacy for the Philippine presidency Friday. As registration opened for candidates seeking to lead, the elections are on May 9, 2022. USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
The Senate and House testimony of President Biden's top military brass this week has left a very disturbing contradiction between the words of Biden and his generals. Representative Rob Whitman, the Republican from Virginia, warned the American people via Newsmax.
But what we saw with there was a contradiction in what General Milley said and what Secretary Austin said and what the president said. Secretary Austin and General Milley said that their recommendation of the president was to keep 2,500 troops there, the same recommendation that General McKenzie and General Miller had. Yet when President Biden gave an interview and he said, no, my military leaders said no such thing that I can recall. So that tells us either one or two things. Either the president can't recall that in and of itself is very disturbing, or that he was not telling the truth. That also is very disturbing. You see that contradiction there, which tells me that the president was making this a political decision, not a strategic decision. If it was a strategic decision, he would have followed the advice of his military leaders. I believe instead, he followed the advice of Secretary Blinken and made this a political decision. So on September 11th, they could have the presentation in their speech to say, we're fully withdrawn from Afghanistan, without regard to what would happen in the ensuing catastrophic chaos and the loss of lives of those 13 service members.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Half the hour now, another half hour of the DJV program, encapsulating the thoughts of Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner. I'm Doug Steffen here, sort of at the helm. This is International Podcast Week. 10 years ago, nobody would have even, they didn't even know what a podcast was, right?
A podcast, who cares?
Well, there are a lot of people making a big deal out of it. The radio companies, the big ones especially, are trying to salvage their own reality, and so they're trying things that were old and bringing back. I've got a kick out of seeing one of the old stars, one of the former stars, somebody who's been around in Fort Wayne radio for a long, long time, at WoWo and some other stations that are there. Those of you who live in that neck of the woods know what I'm talking about. I love these names. I can tell this guy's been around in radio for a long time because his on-air name is Jack Hammer.
Not his real name. Come on.
Jack. That's like the guy I worked with at WVBF in Boston, Justin Case. He was the filling guy.
I feel like there's so many Justin Cases, though.
Oh, yeah.
In broadcasting and media in general.
Yeah. Well, so anyway, they bring back guys like that, bring what's old is new again. That's cool. Then there is the reality of what's in the podcast. Dr. Ken, for example, and Dr. Jack Ken Kronhaus, Jack Stockwell. I was thinking of somebody else named
Jack Hammer.
Dr. Jack Hammer is here. Dr. Jack Stockwell. So we have podcasts every week at DJV Health Show, keeping you up with the latest info that you can get in a concise way. Ken has a very unique way. That's why he's here. People that are on these programs with me, I do four or five different programs, the Daily DJV program, The American Family Farmer, which is available in a podcast, as a matter of fact, at DJV Show, it's AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. By the time I'm done with this, everybody's going to be, confused as I'll get out. Anyway, the daily download that we have at DJVShow.com, most recent one, is a focus in part, the podcast is, on fake prescription pills and how many more of them are around and what happens to people when they get them. That's part of our conversation. We also talk in the latest podcast about Lori Loughlin's reemergence to act. You know, I have, for whatever the reason, I have found myself going to the Hallmark Channel often when I find that I don't like what's on conventional TV, rather than going to Netflix. If I'm just to have a half hour, I go to the Hallmark Channel and see what, this most syrupy, silly movie was on last night about some guy who worked in a family business who wanted to date the woman who ran the business, but he didn't think he was good enough for her. So they were having a Halloween costume party, and he dressed up so that she wouldn't recognize him. And, of course, she fell instantly in love with him. And so, that kind of stuff.
Oh, that's special.
You like?
Yeah. I love watching Christmas Hallmark movies and trying to figure out what other movie, like what feature film they took the storyline to and
tried
to make it Christmas.
Because it's always something.
And
by the way, they were promoting the heck out of their movies for Christmas. They're all supposed to start at Halloween, apparently. They have 45 different Christmas music, Christmas specials that they have this year. They make that many new movies every year about Christmas? And then they have
every
the old
year.
Ones.
They make like 40 of them, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Of course they do.
And they use
and then
the
they
same
keep
people?
The favorite old ones re-airing?
Some of the same people.
Lacey Chabert is a top Hallmark one,
yeah.
For sure.
And what's her face? The blonde from, Clarissa. The Clarissa Tells It All girl. What's her name?
Oh, yes, Melissa Joan Hart. And Ariel Pebbler is a good one, too.
Yep, always good.
Pretty exciting.
Hillary Burton. I could go on. I love her.
Candace Cameron.
They're all these perfect people that you've never seen before in any movie or TV show. I never saw any of these actors. Anyway.
Oh, you'd be surprised. Those Hallmark actors,
really?
You look at them, you're like, yes. People, when they've had a slow year to get, like, SAG after credits or something like that, mm-hmm. they do
start
these movies.
Movie.
Yeah. Like, Holly Robinson Pete is in a lot of movies. Like, it's just weird. Like, mm-hmm. random
well,
people
it's what,
that
it's like
you know.
2 weeks of filming.
Yeah, and it's fun. I would imagine.
Yeah, they probably get paid scale.
It's not
something.
Like you have to really spend a lot of time with the lines. I mean, it's pretty obvious what you're supposed to say and do. You don't even need a script.
Right, yeah. It's all the same stuff. Anyway, to wrap up the podcast conversation, you can find our podcast every day with highlights from the program, djvhealthshow.com, or you can listen to the whole program at djvshow.com every day, all day. There's also the talkradiocountdownshow.com, where you get the summary of what the talk radio hits are of the week, the American Family Farmer podcast at americanfamilyfarmershow.com, the latest in the connection between family, food, and farm. And then there is the djvhealthshow.com as well, with a lot of the conversations we were just talking about, including Ken focusing on whether COVID causes male ED. That's a topic of the current podcast, amongst other things. Lots of help and information. We're all about that. And speaking of that, Delta Airlines has proposed a national no-fly list. Listen to this. They want to combat the surge in air raids. Apparently, there have been about 4,500 reports since the beginning of this year.
And people are crazy. The latest one tried to, I guess, was trying to make a phone call from Boston to Puerto Rico and, like, freaked out that his phone call wasn't going through. And then he rushed the cockpit.
Yeah.
And he rushed at the flight attendants. They had to, like, use a seatbelt extender to, like, seatbelt him into the seat. People need to calm down. It's
right
really
for extreme cases like that. Definitely put on the no-fly list. But then you hear these stories about it was somebody that's just on a power trip, and the passenger wasn't even doing anything that wrong.
Well, I think each of the airlines has their own list.
Well, like the 2-year-old that won't be able to put his mask on, and then the mother gets kicked out of the plane. That's not a no-fly
list.
Yeah,
don't put them on no-fly list for sure.
Well, the hope is that they can, because of the cooperation between the airports and law enforcement and the airlines themselves, they want to be able to make sure. But with each one of these that you eliminate, a new one comes up. It's kind of like an ant coming out of an anthill. There are so many people that are aggrieved by whatever the situation is, and you wonder, is it part of just there being too many people in the world to monitor? There are so many the people that are crazy are getting crazier, or do we just have more crazy people? Is it which is?
I think we encourage selfishness. Number one.
Yeah, we do.
And number two, I think that we also have encouraged a lot of anger, and I think that there just is a lot of anger. You have people who are locked down for a long time. You have people who are so divided. People feel divided on politics, on religion, on their skin color, on their vaccine status. Like everybody feels like they're right, everybody else is wrong. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know. And I really think the selfishness
is patience or tolerance.
No.
That's really what it is.
Right. And everybody's got this attitude. Well, I'm going to do me. I'm going to do this. It's like when you're doing you, you're forgetting about the rest of the world. And we've kind of created this society that is so selfish and inward looking that they forget that they're connected to everybody else.
Yep.
The mentality of I'm not the issue. You're the issue.
Right. It's your fault, not mine. I take no responsibility. Speaking of flying, the Federal Aviation Administration clearing Virgin Galactic to go back up one more time. They investigated the trip to suborbital space. Why? Richard Branson was in it. There was nothing that happened that was wrong. So what are they investigating it for? They concluded an investigation for what reason? I don't even remember. There was no problem.
Maybe they had to since it was, because it was the first flight for them, wasn't it?
Yeah, I don't know. The FAA found that Virgin Galactic hadn't communicated that there was a deviation in their space in the plane. So it was grounded because there was something wrong. But nobody, it veered off course apparently, flew outside its designated airspace. That was when it was going up. Once you get up there, there's no such thing as designated airspace because there's nothing else up there. At least not in the, you know, if you go up high enough, there's lots of space junk. When you get to 250, 300 miles up, there's like hundreds of thousands of pieces of space junk just floating around. But they only went up to, I think they went up to, what, about 5 miles up, I think, or 6 miles? No. Let me think for a second. Because when you're in, if you're at 35,000 feet, you're at 5 miles up. So they went up about 50 miles. So they went 10 times higher, about 50, 60 miles up. To experience weightlessness, I think you have to go about 40 miles up, straight up, in order to achieve weightlessness. I think that's how it works. Or you take a ride in the Vomit Comet, and you have that experience all over. Tom Hanks has a great description of that. Kevin Bacon also, when they did the movie Apollo 13, they did the sequences of weightlessness in the Vomit Comet. So every day, for about a week, they were going up and down and up and down. Can you imagine that? You've got to get paid a lot of money.
No, I can't even get on a boat. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
I get motion sick sitting at a dinner table in the middle, and I have to turn my head left and right because of conversation.
Oh, yeah. It's disgusting.
Jen, isn't there a rumor that Shatner's going up on the next Branson flight?
Yeah, okay. I don't know for sure if it's been confirmed yet, but there were some headlines that it's not Branson, it's the Bezos one. There were some headlines over the weekend that he's in talks or that he's considering it, so we'll see.
He's a great PR. All right, what's happening with the dollar stores? We'll talk about that after this.
The Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Now that the school year is underway, do you know how your child is doing in math? At Mathnasium, each student is provided with a customized learning plan based on an individual assessment. They'll get the live face-to-face instruction they need, either in-center or online, to accelerate their math skills and take on the rest of the school year with confidence. Join over a million parents who have trusted Mathnasium to give their children an edge in math. To learn more and to schedule a free consultation, visit us at Mathnasium.com. Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math.
As promised, a focus on these horrible dollar stores. People say you sound like an elitist when you talk about the dollar stores. Well, that's because all the stuff in them is made in China. It's junk. And I don't like to help promote anything from China. People say, well, some folks say that's the only thing they can afford. Well, you know what? You can look around. Go to the Made in America store and you'll find all kinds of great things.
Where do we find the Made in America store?
MadeInAmerica.com. But the store is actually their headquarters in Buffalo. But they have stores all over New York State, but they have a
website. We had one here. We do not.
Oh, yeah. And was just looking at my friend Libman's, who run the Libman company that does all of the mops and sponges and all the cleaning products, that sort of thing. It's a Made in America product, and they're the highlight on MadeInAmericaStore.com today.
Cool.
That kind of stuff. See, I know what's going on, Jennifer. You can't fool me. So, Dollar Tree.
Never would I try.
Thank you. Dollar Tree is going to raise their prices. So why are they going to be called Dollar anymore? It's not the Dollar. It should be called not
the Dollar
Tree.
It's going to be called the $3 Tree.
At least the Dollar Store.
the $4 Tree.
Right.
Or whatever it is.
With inflation. They're going to call it the $4 with inflation Tree.
Yeah. What a joke. Says the guy who runs it says there's pressure on wages, freight, and on our suppliers. Cost increases going up. Yeah, we get that.
I can't blame them. That is true.
No, I can't either, but... You know, why don't you just upgrade the store and find really good things that are made in America that you can highlight and, you know, buy them well. That was how Marshalls got started. They would go to the vendors and they'd say, okay, we'll buy all of this stuff, but you got to sell it to us at a 30% markup and not a 50% markup. And they bought so much in volume that they got away with it. That's how they got started, frankly. And their markups in the store are only 30% versus Macy's at 50% or whatever you want. They call it Keystone in retail. That means doubling the price. And then they can have, well, big sale. Well, the prices that you get in the big sale are the same as you get Marshall's every day. That's not an ad for Marshall's. It just is the way it all works. So anyway, there are lots of places you can go to buy things. Don't go to the dollar stores. I think it's un-American, frankly. Awful. It's 10 before the hour.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here on DJV Health. I'm Doug Steffen with a focus on questions that come in for Dr. Ken. We talk a lot about vaccines. We talk a lot about COVID vaccines. We talk a lot about some of the old vaccines that were noted that took care of a lot of bacteria versus there's bacteria, there's germs, there's all sorts of things and viruses. So I remember, and I think this is a question that comes from people who seem to be very concerned about all kinds of vaccines. This is about the Ebola vaccine. Is it still used, and is it still effective? Are people still getting Ebola over in Africa or elsewhere? Didn't that go all over the world? It seems to me it's another one of those diseases that went everywhere that everybody was all shook up about, right?
Well, it was at a time, and then it fortunately burned itself out, and then it seems to come back, unlike COVID-19, which, you know, doesn't seem to burn out. But the good news out of the Lancet Infectious Disease Journal about a week ago is that this Ebola vaccine from Johnson & Johnson that's been in clinical trial was actually effective and safe in an African trial. 2 doses of Johnson & Johnson vaccine was shown to be safe, effective for those age 1 and older. So this is really great news, because Ebola, which it's a virus that causes problems with clotting It goes by the name of hemorrhagic fever virus, and horribly contagious and horribly deadly. It looks like we have an effective vaccine.
Yep, okay. Next up, being a better listener might protect your brain health. The question comes on what does it mean to be a better listener? I guess as much as anything else you listen to. I mean, I talk to people all the time. People listen to the program. But I guess the question here is, can you count on anybody to listen to you when you need to talk? If you're thinking about your brain being more resilient, it would seem to me you'd be a better listener, right? But who thinks that way is the question. But cognitive function, I guess, Ken, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Conversation, it requires two. It requires both listening, thinking about what you heard, and then talking. This is such a great exercise for the mind. Keeps it young, keeps it working.
Yep. Yeah. I saw among adults with high listener availability, the same amount of brain volume decline was linked with only a quarter of a year. In other words, the more you listen, the longer your brain has a good cognitive function. So listen. Remember the old thing when we were kids? Listen while you work. Oh, no, that was whistle while you work. Okay.
And then think about what you hear.
Yeah. Think about it. Okay. Here's a question about eating hot dogs. There has been some information floating around here. Every year they have that Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Challenge. I think it's on the 4th of July. And so this research, and this person's wondering if this can be true, the research claims that every time you eat a hot dog, it takes 35 minutes off of your life. And this is one of 5,000 foods that are health burdens. It's all sugary drinks and hot dogs and burgers and breakfast sandwiches and all that stuff. So is it true that whenever you eat any of those things, you're going to lose minutes off of your life?
Well, it depends if you believe the researchers. I believe they're at the University of Michigan, came up with this, and they were trying to contrast that if you're eating other foods.
Right. Peanut butter and jelly adds 33 minutes to your life.
Nuts add 26 minutes in their study. I have to look at that study. I saw the headline, and I'd like to see how they estimated that. That's hard. I would think very hard.
Yeah,
stopwatch on it.
Yeah. There's research in here finding swapping 10% of your daily caloric consumption from beef and processed meats in favor of more fruits and vegetables and nuts and legumes and seafood reaps significant health benefits. That sounds like the Mediterranean diet, isn't it?
It sounds like what we know, and key is processed, not so much meat in general, but processed meat. And that's where all the chemicals are. You know, we're talking about nitrosamines with the drugs that are being recalled, you know, that those chemicals are what's processing.
Yeah, and then if you eat or die like this, it adds 48 minutes, according to the study, to your life every time you eat a meal like that. Okay, let's have dinner. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on DJV Health. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.